Okay, today is Wednesday, the 13th of January, 2021, at 3:16 p.m. And this is a field report, and it may be multi-part, so this very likely is part one. today, President John Trump, Donald J. Trump, Donald John Trump, was impeached for the second time in his term. The first time was a year or so ago, and that was all about the Russia collusion hoax, which was nothing. And so that impeachment didn't go anywhere because the Senate didn't convict him, because there was nothing there. This time, there's only, what, 8-9 days or less in his term of office, and the Senate just won't have time to do anything. So, it is, unless some strange thing happens, it is very unlikely that there will be a trial, which means there will be no conviction, which means this impeachment was meaningless too. The reason why he was impeached this time is because a week ago today, when the House of Representatives opened for business, they began to opening debates. There was a rally, a march, a protest, and a riot. And, according to many people in the House of Representatives, an insurrection. The reason why is because a bunch of people that were there for the rally and protest or whatever somehow were able to breach the doors of the room or the building where the Capitol building where the legislature sits, the House of Representatives, and kind of let themselves in and wreak havoc, cause some vandalism. Now, these were mostly right-wing extremists compared to the left-wing extremists of Black Lives Matter and / Antifa. But most of these people would have been considered Trump supporters or Trump, I call them idolizers, because they've turned the president, the man, into an idol. And there's some other things that have gone on that I think I want to mention, too, with this report. But mainly for this part, I want to make sure I talk about why President Trump was impeached quickly. And there was no debate in the House. It happened today. There was no debate. There was no evidence. There were no witnesses. They just up and down had so many minutes to talk about it, and then they took a vote. And even some Republicans voted for it. The reason why is because they blame the president on something he said in a speech for what they call the insurrection, or people breaking into the House of Representatives chamber and walking through. I guess one guy found his way to Nancy Pelosi's office and maybe stole a laptop or something, I heard on the news. Briefly, I don't know if that's true. I heard that someone else picked up Nancy Pelosi's podium because she's Speaker of the House and was carrying it around. And some other guy was sitting in somebody's chair and blah, blah, blah. So, I'm not sure if that could be called an insurrection. It was certainly trespassing because they were violating the rules of the property, which is owned by the United States government. And, of course, the United States government is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, established and sanctified by we the people. But that doesn't give any single party of we the people the legal standing to break and enter against anyone's property, including our own, if that property is ruled by the rule of law. And the House of Representatives and Capitol Hill is ruled by a rule of law under the Constitution. So the people who broke in, I believe, were trespassing, and that's a crime. But one thing I noticed in this whole business, with bits and pieces that I've heard, is that the Democratic Party, which now has the majority in the Senate as of last week, too, the Senate and the House, and now with Joe Biden being the presumptive president on January the 20th, they have the majority. Not once did I hear, except maybe one Democrat, mention that all summer long, it was predominantly people and members of the Democratic Party that were promoting the violence and mayhem of the Black Lives Matter / Antifa protests, marches, riots, murders, and crimes. They actually supported it. In fact, is I think it was Kamala Harris, the vice president nominee, who actually supported, collecting money for bail bonds to bond out people arrested during these riots. So she's complicit in that crime. That's a insurrection right there. If you have a political party inciting to riot and crime, that's an insurrection, I believe. I could be wrong in this strict legal definition of the term. I'll have to look it up when I'm done with this. It's hard to do much of anything because the power is out and all my access to online resources are terminated. But that's okay. I have other ways and means. So this has been troubling to me, but not as much so because I know that God is in control and He's running the show. And this is the one thing that I do know is that the day after the people broke into the Capitol building, my brother got a hold of me and said that he prayed and was asking God what this meant. And immediately God answered him and said, shake in the house, referring to the song by Petra, shake in the house. And that would be the House of Representatives. So that's what the Lord did, and now I'm going to stop this and go into part two when I get a chance.